Well, hello, and thank you for joining us as we bring you another edition of Notable Notes, a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder. Thank you so much for joining us this time around as we pay tribute to a true music legend, Eva Taylor. We will hear recordings from her early days singing with her husband's band, right through her triumphant comeback in 1975 at the age of 80. As a special bonus, we will feature a rarely heard live performance from March 1977, as well as a loving commentary by her son, Spencer Williams. Eva Taylor was a talented entertainer and blues singer, and one of the first African-American singers to be heard on radio. She was born as Irene Gibbons, January 22, 1895, in St. Louis, Missouri. She started out life as a child actor in a traveling revue that toured the world, visiting Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. In 1920, she moved to New York City, where she became a popular singer in the nightclubs of Harlem. The following year, she married pianist, bandleader, and composer-publisher Clarence Williams. The couple collaborated on many projects, including dozens of songs, a musical revue, recordings, and radio programs. They remained married until Williams' death in 1965. In 1922, Taylor recorded her first record for the African-American-owned Black Swan label, who billed her as the Dixie Nightingale. She would continue to record dozens of blues, jazz, and popular sides for OK, Columbia, and Edison throughout the 1920s, as well as having her own radio show on NBC in New York. She was also the lead singer on several of her husband's classic Blue Five recording dates, including the famous session that brought Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet together in 1924. She retired from show business in the early 1940s, but continued to entertain in local hospitals, charity events, and even made occasional concert and nightclub appearances. In the mid-1970s, at the age of 80, Eva Taylor revived her career and appeared several times in Europe, where she recorded with local bands. Sadly, in about 1976, she developed cancer and died October 31, 1977, in Nassau County Hospital. The first selection featured on our program is one of Eva Taylor's earlier recordings. This was made with her husband Clarence Williams accompanying her on the piano. The song was also a big hit for Bessie Smith the very same year. This is Downhearted Blues, released as OK Record number 8047, and it was recorded January 10th, 1923.
It's hard to love someone when that someone don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I've got the downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. The next man I get has got to promise to be mine, all mine. 'Cause he mistreated me and he drove me from his door. He mistreated me and he drove me from his door.
Never love.
Eva Taylor, accompanied by her husband Clarence Williams on Downhearted Blues, recorded January 10th, 1923. And now for a bit of information on Clarence Williams. Clarence Williams was born on the outskirts of New Orleans in Plaquemine, Louisiana, on October 8, 1898. As a child, Williams began his musical education performing in the family hotel and singing in the streets. At the age of 12, he left home and joined Billy Curzon's famous minstrel show as a singer. Shortly thereafter, he became the troupe's master of ceremonies. Around 1915, he and Armand Perrone started a New Orleans-based publishing company, which was in business for several years. Perrone was a bandleader whose most famous composition was "I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate." In 1917, he and Williams put together a vaudeville act, and they achieved moderate success with Perrone on the violin and Williams playing the piano. In 1920, Williams moved to Chicago and opened a music store near the Vendome Theater on South State Street. This proved so lucrative that he eventually owned three more stores in the city. 1920 was also the year that Mamie Smith recorded her first sides. When the public got their first hearing of a black woman's voice singing the blues, they wanted more, and Williams's entrepreneurial skills enabled him to profit from this next phase in the entertainment business, selling records of black female blues and jazz singers. From 1923 to 1928, Williams was the artist and repertoire manager for OK Records, and from this position he was able to seek out and develop new talent. During this time, he organized numerous sessions which advanced the careers of many early great musicians, such as Louis Armstrong and Sidney Bechet. He also employed a number of other jazz musicians, including Don Redman and Coleman Hawkins. Between 1923 and 1937, Williams proved to be a prolific producer, organizing at least two recording sessions per month and recording over 300 sides under his own name. It was also common for him to record with one company and then go across town and record the same session for another company under a completely different name. From the late 1930s until he lost his sight after being hit by a cab in 1956, Williams spent most of his time composing and publishing. He died in Queens, New York on November 6, 1965. During his lifetime, he had been a composer, pianist, vocalist, record producer, music publisher, and agent. The next recording featured was released as a Clarence Williams Blue 5 recording. This is OK Record number 40321, recorded January 7th, 1925, and the title is Cakewalkin' Babies from Home. Thank you.
about him done made me his slave. His sweet turn loving, he's all that I crave. He's got the twin kiss on his foot, his head is somehow. Tell me lies, what he buys, all the eyes memorize, I bow and bow. Don't mean maybe I had to fall. I found a new baby, a new baby that's all.
Was Clarence Williams Blue Five Orchestra, featuring the vocals of Eva Taylor on I Found a New Baby. That was released as OK Record number 8286, recorded January 22, 1926. The rest of the recordings featured on this podcast will truly show the depth and the beauty of Eva Taylor's voice, as they are all recorded electrically. We will start off with Both Sides of an Edison Diamond Disc, record number 52646. These were recorded July 30th, 1929. We will hear Have You Ever Felt That Way, followed by West End Blues.
Have you ever had a feeling the world's about to end? Have your brains kept on reeling? You seemed without a friend. Have you had those mean old blues too, but didn't understand? And everyone around refused to lend you a helping hand. You're looking around, no one in sight, wondering where your baby is tonight. Have you ever felt that way? Say, you're feeling forlorn, you got the boo. Night and day you sing those weary blues. Have you ever felt that way? You are so downhearted, you don't know what to do. You ain't got nobody to tell your troubles to. You're walking around, no place to go, talking to yourself, but you don't know. Have you ever felt that way? You're watching the clock, pacing the floor, waiting for a knock on your front door. Oh, have you ever felt that way? Say, can't sleep a wink, can't eat a bite, everything is wrong and nothing is right. Have you ever felt that way? Life is so displeasing, you wish that you could die. You're so melancholy, all day long you sigh. You're walking in rings, but get nowhere, looking like a beggar in despair. Have you ever felt that way?
Both sides of Edison Diamond Disc number 52646 by Eva Taylor, accompanied by Clarence Williams on the piano. We heard Have You Ever Felt That Way and West End Blues, both recorded on July 30th, 1929. The next selection comes from an unissued Edison Diamond Disc test pressing, matrix number 19339A. This was recorded 3 days later on August 2nd, 1929. Unfortunately, when this record was rediscovered in the mid-1970s, the test pressing was found in less than ideal condition. The disc was badly warped. However, we decided to include it here on this program for its musical significance. Once again, this is Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams on Edison Diamond Disc Test Pressing 19339A. Title of the song is Come On Home, and this was recorded August 2nd, 1929.
Come on home. the door, rushed him away every day since you've been gone. Come on home, you'll find a welcome waiting you here after you've loaded your best and feathered your nest in that northern atmosphere. Wherever you go, whatever you do, no matter what people say, if you get broke, clothes and soap and all your skies are gray, just come on home. You'll find the latchkey under the door, rushing away every day since you've been gone.
The next four recordings we will hear on the program are special in the sense that they are some of the very last made by the Edison Recording Company. These were all cut on the same day, October 3, 1929, which is about 2 weeks before Edison finally called it quits and discontinued in the record business. Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams were quite busy that day. They cut a total of 4 titles. However, with Edison, 3 takes were required of each song. So, not taking into account the inevitable rejected takes, they made a minimum of 12 sides that day. The first one is an unreleased Edison lateral test pressing, N1173A, titled "Oh Baby, What Makes Me Love You So," and we will also hear an unreleased Edison lateral test pressing, Matrix N1174C, "You Don't Understand." This is Eva Taylor, accompanied by Clarence Williams on the piano, recorded October 3rd, 1929.
I'm not blue since I'm in love with you. You won my heart right from the start. You're the only one beneath the setting sun. Let's be friends, never again to part. I follow you all over town, most every place you go. Oh, baby, what makes me love you so? I'm fond of you, you're fond of me, soon we'll be fond of three. Oh, baby, what makes me love you so? You kiss me, I kiss you, you play the you, and I roop-oop-a-doo. You giggle at me, I giggle at you, soon we'll have a little giggler too. Baby, what makes me love you so? I follow you all over town, most every place you go. Oh, baby, what makes me love you so? I'm fond of you, you're fond of me, soon we'll be fond of three. Oh, baby, what makes me love you so? You kiss me, I kiss you, you play the you, and I roop-a-doo, you give. giggle at me, I giggle at you. Soon we'll have a little giggle or two. Baby, what makes me love you so?
Williams, on to Edison Unreleased Test Pressings, N1173A and N1174C. The next two follow in sequential order from the previous two. We'll first hear Edison Unreleased Test Pressing N1175C in Our Cottage of Love, and I'm Not Worrying. This is Edison Unreleased Test Pressing N1176A. Once again, this is Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams, recorded October 3rd, 1929. Never
had a sweetheart until you came my way. Never knew what love was until that happy day. Where have you been all my life? You asked me, dear, to be your wife. We will build a home for two, for me and you, my sweetheart, you will be happy, and I will be happy. Together we'll be super happy in our little love cottage. You earn the money, and I'll save it, honey. Life will be so sweet and sunny in our cottage of love and sweetheart. I'll work so hard in our little garden, for I'm just itching to be in that kitchen. You have a blue room, and I'll have a blue room. There's only gonna be one blue room in our cottage of love. You will be happy, and I will be happy. Together we'll be super happy in our little love cottage. You earn the money, and I'll save it, honey. Life will be so sweet and sunny in our cottage of love and sweetheart. I'll work so hard in our little garden, for I'm just itching to be in that kitchen. You have a blue room, and I'll have a blue room. There's only gonna be one blue room in our cottage of love. As a bird in a tree, who wouldn't be when you're with me? Seems you stop the rain with a smile. My skies are blue because of you. Though up or down, dear, I never will frown. When you're around, there is nothing to fear. Not complaining, life is worthwhile. When you are near, clouds disappear. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. No regretting, as long as I have you. My dearie, I will always be true blue. I'm so happy, 'cause I'm in heaven when I'm with you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. No more friends. as long as I have you. My dearie, I will always be true blue. I'm so happy, 'cause I'm in heaven when I'm with you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying as long as I have you.
As mentioned earlier in our program, Eva Taylor revived her career in 1975. In October 1976, a reunion was held at the Edison National Historic Site for veteran recording stars. Eva Taylor was in attendance, and her son, Spencer Williams, also a part of the program, explains how the recording sessions and the tour of Europe came about.
Good evening, everyone. I'm the son of Eva Taylor and Clarence Williams, and I'm honored to be here, and I'm so glad that you're honoring my mother and father this evening. I would like to say that my mother gave up her profession to raise me, my brother, my sister, and her grandchildren also. And she gave so much of herself also to her community and her church, and she worked very hard. In 1974, she was asked to do a show at the Hotel Biltmore at the Overseas Club. And coming out of retirement, I guess all of us, or all of you are professionals, you know what this means. And she did this show, and it was really a success. A young man came from Copenhagen and asked her, could he come over to see us? And he came over and spent the evening, he spent the night, he spent the next day and the next day, and we had a beautiful session. And he said, would you like to come to Copenhagen? And, you know, of course, the invitation was extended, so we said, okay, we'd like to go. And that's all that was said. The following spring, we had tickets in the mail. And, wow, you know, we took off, my mother and I. We got to Copenhagen, and we were received beautifully at the airport. A band playing, a red carpet, and we didn't even have to show our passports, we just went in. We went to the youth center, and this young man, his name was Michael Boving Hansen, and a young man by the name of Peruna, a jazz group. They had a youth center there, and I don't want to make it too long, but they had a youth center there in Copenhagen that they had all the young people coming through Europe would stop at this youth center, and they would give different programs for these children. My mother was received by young people of all walks of life. They came down from Iceland. They came from all over. They had records. They wanted them autographed, and they wanted to hear. Anyhow, my brother and I and Michael Boving Hansen produced a record of my mother singing in Copenhagen. My brother's name is Clarence. He was named after my father. In 1975, we were invited back again to Copenhagen. And this record is now a collector's item also. We only made 500 copies, and it's been sold out. The trip in 75 was a great success. In 76, she returned again, and she was invited to Sweden, and we toured the whole of Sweden along with my family. They were invited also, so my son and my wife and my mother. But this record was just sent back. This recording was just sent back and completed in Sweden.
Mammy, why? Said Pickaninny, crying to his Mammy Jenny. Do the white folks pick on me? And they never, never let me be. And I cannot play in their yard. Ain't I just as nice as they are? They won't let me in their games. And Mammy, they call me names. Are they picking on your baby? I'm a pickaninny rose. Say, Mammy, don't they know that they should not treat me so? Every little dark cloud inside is silvery light. Oh, Mammy, Mammy, why are they picking on me all the time? Say, won't you tell them all about me? Ain't I the sweetest rose that grows? That's what you said, Mama, and I suppose you know now, ain't that so? Day by day, in every way, when they get together, they go from bad to worse. Instead of getting better, are they picking on your baby? 'Cause I'm a pickaninny rose. Together, they go from bad to worse. Instead of getting better, are they picking on your baby? 'Cause I'm a picker, an Indian rose.
In 1977, the 100th anniversary of the discovery of recorded sound was being celebrated. In March of that year, the Association for Recorded Sound Collectors held their annual convention in the birthplace of recorded sound, West Orange, New Jersey. Veteran recording stars from the Edison Recording Studios were invited to attend as well. Although Eva Taylor was quite ill at the time, she decided to make one last public appearance, much to the delight of the attendees. We will close this program out with that concert from the afternoon of March 30th, 1977, which unfortunately was Eva Taylor's last public appearance. For March 30th, 1977, live performance by Eva Taylor at the Association for Recorded Sound Collectors Convention.
So I would like to have a chance to introduce Eva Taylor to you, who will be singing live. So, Eva Taylor. There's an awful lot of history sitting in this front seat right next to that piano.
I found a new baby. I made this record in 1924 with Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, and my husband Clarence Williams. It's a little different now than it was. I found a new baby, I found a new boy. My fashion plate baby thrills me with joy. He's got a new way of loving, it made me his slave. His sweet turtle dovin' is all that I crave. He's got the sweetest kiss, what a kiss full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Naughty eyes mesmerized to rise. Everybody knows I found a new baby. I found a new boy. I found a new baby, a baby boy, that's all. I found a new baby, I found a boy. My fashion plate baby thrills me with joy. He's got a new way of loving, made me his slave. His sweet turtle dovin's all that I crave. He's got the sweetest kiss, what a kiss full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Naughty eyes mesmerized, hypnotized, I can't resist. Found a new baby, I found a new boy, I found a new baby, a baby that's all. When I made this. Mandy, Mandy, make up your mind. Preacher man is handy and he's easy to find. Marching down the aisle, we'll have them all stare with a little black-eyed Susan stuck in your hair. Mandy, Mandy, won't you be mine? Mandy, Mandy, come on and be kind. In a year or two, there may be three of a kind. Come on, Mandy, make up your mind. I said, now, Mandy, 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 make up your mind. Preacher man is handy, he's easy to find. Marching down the aisle, we'll have them all stare with a little black-eyed Susan stuck in your hair. Say, Mandy, 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 won't you be mine? Mandy, 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 come on and be kind. In a year or two, there may be three of a kind. Come on, Mandy, make up your mind. I I said, now, Mandy, 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 make up your mind. Preacher man is handy, he's easy to find. In a year or two, there may be three of a kind. Mandy, come make up your mind. I've got the blues, I feel lonely, you don't know it. Say, baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I've tried in vain, never no more to call your name. And when you left, you broke my heart. But that will never make us part. 'Cause every hour in the day, you'll hear me say, oh baby, come on home to your mama. Baby, won't you please come home? Oh, baby, won't you please come on home, come on home. 'Cause your little mama's all alone, all alone. Lord, I have tried in vain, all in vain, never no more to call your name. And honey, baby, when you left, you broke your mama's heart, my heart. But that will never make us part, never no more to part. 'Cause every hour in the day, you're gonna hear your mama say, oh baby, won't you please come on. Loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Now I said everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. He's some sweet but to the honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us, I'm his Sheba, he's my sheik. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Now I said everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. It's plain to see. Now he's a sweet but to the honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us, I'm his Sheba, he's my sheik. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. in New Orleans, land of dreamy scenes. There's a man, a music man. He plays, he sings, he buck and wings. Papa tree top tall, he's long, lean, that's all. Every night it's a sight. You should hear the folks call. Papa dee da da, he's the ladies' man. Papa dee da da, he's the sweetest in the land. Papa dee da da, watch him clap his hands, say he can play piano grand. Papa dee da da, he can sing the blues. Papa dee da da, he spreads the latest news. He's neat, he's keen, that's what I mean. He's got all the gals in New Orleans. Baba dee da dee da da, he's the hottest man in town. I said Papa dee da da, he's the ladies' man. Papa dee da da, he's the sweetest in the land. Papa dee da da, watch him clap his hands, he can play piano grand. Papa dee da da, swings the latest blues. Papa dee da da, knows all the latest news. He's neat, keen, what I mean, he's got all those gals in New Orleans. Baba dee da, a dee da da, he's the hottest man in town.
This was also in Florence Mills Blackbirds of 1926. I'm a little blackbird looking for a bluebird too. That's true. No, little blackbirds get a little lonesome too. They do. I've been all over from east to west in search of someone to feather my nest. Why can't I be just like you are? Because they say I am a hoodoo, I'm a little jazz bow looking for a rainbow too. That's true. I'm building fairy castles just like the white folks do. That's true. For love and crying, no use denying. A wise old owl said to keep on crying. I'm a little blackbird looking for a bluebird too. I said now I'm a little blackbird looking for a bluebird too. That's true. Building fairy castles just like the white folks do. It's true. I have been all over from east to west in search of someone to feather my nest. Why can't I be just like you are? They say that I am a hoodoo, I'm a little jazz bow looking for a rainbow too. That's true. Building fairy castles just like the white folks do. That's true. Now, for love and crying, no use denying. A wise old owl said to keep on crying. I'm a little blackbird looking for a bluebird.
Thank you.
Here they come, those dancing demonstrators going some. Look at those demonstrators, green, brown, all over town. They're picking them up and laying them down. They are prancing fools. That's what I like to call them. They're in a class all their own. Now the only way for you to win is to cheat them. You may tie them, but you will never beat them. Say, strut your stuff. There's nothing like them. Cakewalking babies from home. Wait, look now, here they come. Look at those demonstrators going some. They're all as syncopators, green and brown, all over town, picking them up and laying them down. They are prancing fools. That's what I like to call them. They're in a class all their own. Now the only way for you to win is to cheat them. You may tie them, but you'll never beat them. Now strut your stuff. There's nothing like it. Cakewalking babies from home. Like my sister Kate. Oh. She shimmies like the jelly, jelly on the plate. My mama wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so nice. Everybody in our neighborhood knows that she can shimmy. It's understood. Now I may be late. I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like Sister Kate. I mean, shimmy like my Sister Kate. Oh, I wish I could shimmy like Sister Kate. She shimmies like the jelly, jelly on the plate. My mama wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so nice. Everybody in our neighborhood knows that she can shimmy, it's understood. Now I may be late, I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like Sister Kate. I mean, shimmy like my Sister Kate.
That's our program for this month, and we hope you enjoyed it. Our next program will feature an intimate portrait of the life and work of Ada Jones, who was the first woman to become famous through her recorded performances. Her career comes to life from her husband's commentary, first-hand accounts from co-workers, and by the recordings she made. The late researcher Milford Fargo, who is lovingly called Mr. Ada Jones, narrates this fascinating program. Notable Notes is a monthly podcast brought to you by Document Records in association with American Sound Archives. I'm your host, Larry Tedder, thanking you for listening, and hope you'll join us again next month for another edition of Notable Notes.